Hello, what's going on? What's cooking, y'all? This is your host, Voodoo Fruits Man, in one more segment of your podcast. This segment, I'm going to have so much fun, yet I'm going to be preaching. So be ready to take notes because Preacher Voodoo is in the house. Anyway, I'm over here holding my crown as usual. And basically what I really want to discuss is something that I probably have said in the past, but it's just about intentions. It's about words. It's about how you write things, or better yet, how you think or speak things into existence, however you want to call it. Once again, like I always say, what you want wants you. And it's very important to understand these principles because many of us are here. Maybe you right now, the one who's listening to my podcast right now, that you might be saying to yourself, you know what? I can't find the job that I'm looking for. I can't find my significant other, the one that I really want, the one that I deserve to have, the one that I desire to have. I can't find this, or I can't do this, or I can't do that. And while you can't do things, guess what? That's what's going to happen. You ain't going to get it. Welcome to the reality world, the real world of magic. And what I really want to say is this, though. Now, if you're writing something, it's like you're creating a spell. You're spelling something. So you write it on a piece of paper. You write it on your forehead. You write it whatever you want to write it. And what you do is you think about it. And you think about it. You think about it. And you think about it. But now, if you're speaking about it, now that vibration, that frequency is going to go a lot stronger. So when you're writing things, the frequency is going, in a speed. Then when you are thinking about that, that's another speed. And then now, to take it to another level, you speak it into existence. So how, not only are you going to think about it, but that's a form of communication. This is to attract the event to come into your life. So first of all, how are you going to master it? It's very important to understand that the only way that you master that is by you clearing your mind, by you meditating, by you just allowing anything that is on your mind to be out of your DNA for a moment, and you concentrating and you bringing, and all you're doing is just thinking about that. Well, if you might be asking yourself, but wait a minute, how do you meditate? You meditate in any type of way. I could be driving. I don't even have my car. I mean, my radio on. Or I can just be taking a shower in the house and that water just running all over my body. And I'm just thinking. And I'm just clearing my mind. And I'm just speaking things into existence. I'm speaking to my spirits. I'm speaking to my guardian angels. And this is the same thing that you do. The better you become at this and the more you activate it, the easier it's going to be. Things are going to come to you a lot faster. So even if you're playing, be careful. I would suggest to everybody to be careful, because once you master this technique, even if you're playing about something, you're speaking, you might get it too. So you have to be very cautious about what you're thinking. Even if you're playing, don't play. Don't think something, because if it happens, you're going to be like, oh God, I called it. Yes, you did. You sure did. So all I'm saying is write things, write them. But not only write them, go ahead and create a plan. You write the goal, write it, give it a time frame. Now that you're given it a time frame and you created that goal, now go ahead and take action. Go ahead and take action, and things will come to you. Don't even if you don't know the exact way, because once you start thinking, oh, you know what? This is the way it's going to come, because this is the way I'm thinking. Guess what? Wrong. It could be any type of way that you least expect, things are just going to start manifesting. So from now on, let the universe do what it do. Stop worrying about when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. Once again, this is not your job to do. So if you really want a relationship, all you got to do is start believing it. Let me say something to you. If you're not happy with yourself, no matter what you want, you ain't going to get. I just want to say this. You know what I mean? I hear people saying, oh, you know what? Voodoo, I want to get a job, but I don't even have a job. And what can I do to get a job? But at the same time, I want a relationship. But guess what, fool? you ain't ready for no relationship. You got to get that job first. And you got other people saying, oh, you know what? I'm not happy with my body. I'm not happy with this. How are you going to make somebody else happy if you're not happy with yourself? Go ahead, get your monkey ass to the gym. Do what you got to do. Get your body where you really want it. And then go ahead and find love, because then guess what? The love is going to come to you because you're already loving yourself. So in order for you to get anything, you must sacrifice. There's nothing in this world for free. You have to give something up. You want that body? Give up those donuts. You see what I'm saying? You want that relationship? Give up that attitude. Give up that stank attitude. You see what I'm saying? Get rid of that whatever it is that you have to get rid of. You have to give in order for you to receive. That's the law of circulation. Law of circulation, it comes in many different forms. And I'm not getting into that in this segment. All I'm saying is go after that. Stop worrying. Stop thinking that you might not get it. What if it doesn't work? Guess what? You're already calling on to the demons of can't. So if you want your demons of can't of actually be in your power more than the spirits that can instead of that cannot, then you got it made. But other than that, if you continue to entertain those negative thoughts and those negative spirits and you going out there asking everybody and their mama to help you dictate your journey, let me must say to you, you are not conscious. You cannot be conscious, because there is no way you could be holding a crown with you feeling like you cannot do something. There is no king or queen that thinks like that. So if you call yourself so-called of a king, or if you call yourself so much of a queen, and you listening to this and other people are listening to it, and you thinking to yourself, oh man, I am a king, and you everybody know you ain't, because what I'm saying not to do, you do it. Guess what? Take that crown and give it to somebody else, because it doesn't belong to you just yet. So now make those things happen. It's about to be 2019. By the time you hear this, I don't know what year it's going to be. But right now when I'm doing it, it's just November the 2nd, 2018. And make sure that you go ahead and get yourself ready for the new year, for the new year coming, for whatever. Start your year right now. Those things that you do to speak about, you know, things you're going to do. I forgot the name. I forgot what you call it. Resolutions. Start those resolutions right now. Don't wait for the 1st of January to actually start those resolutions, okay? And all I'm saying is, if you're not a part of my Instagram, make sure that you go ahead and follow me. Send me a DM if you have any questions. And also, tap into my YouTube and subscribe. Much love to everybody. And I hope everybody got a magnificent November and also a magnificent life. Trust in yourself. I let the universe do what it do. See ya.